Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org. Time for that game we like to play where you decide and we report. We take the most emailed and viewed stories from the four corners of the World Wide Web. The stories you decided were the most worth looking at or forwarding. We bring in our producers because, we could use some help. It's something we call the most. We also call upon our director. Poor guy is already juggling three balls, and now we want him to be on the radio. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I've got a most from my hometown paper, once again, the Bellingham Herald. This is just more evidence that 2008 is shaping up to be the year of kids going to great lengths to avoid going to school. Earlier this month, we had Diego Palacios in Mexico, the 10-year-old boy who glued his hand to his bed to avoid going to school.
Also known as the most awesome kid ever.
This kid in my hometown is not quite as awesome, but he does have an entry in this brand new contest. He's a middle school student at Shuckson Middle School in Bellingham, Washington, and police found him tied up in the bathroom at Shuckson, saying that a guy had tried to rob him. Turns out he didn't do his homework and tied himself up to avoid going to class.
Ooh, ingenuity at work.
That makes me wonder what that teacher does to you if you don't do homework in her class. You resort to tying yourself up.
I think this is just more evidence that kids actually take school really seriously. Just more seriously than they actually should.
They're so afraid of getting
in trouble.
But I mean, if he'd taken as much time with his work as he did with tying himself up and thinking of this plan, perhaps he would have gotten a B.
You never know.
All right, Rachel, where's your most from?
Mine is the most emailed story at thenewyorktimes.com. And it's a New York-centric story, but possible repercussions for anyone out there who likes to eat sushi, as I do. The New York Times commissioned an investigation to look at the mercury levels in tuna sushi in particular. And what they found was not so great for tuna sushi lovers. They found that in these restaurants that they surveyed, sushi from 5 of the 20 places that they looked at, that they sampled, the mercury levels were so high that the FDA could take legal action to remove the fish from the marketplace. So this is not good. They're saying that in the restaurants that they sampled the fish from, that is basically too dangerous. Now the restaurants responded and said, "Oh, you must have had tuna from restaurants that serve bluefin tuna, because apparently it's kind of commonly known that bluefin tuna has high mercury levels." And the Times said, "Not really. We had some yellowfin in there too." So we'll see what all this means. But restaurants are now kind of screwing around, doing their own checks, saying, we'll look into this.
And they went to very expensive restaurants, too. Not just the regular old sushi places. They went to some high-profile sushi places.
Nobu, perhaps?
Perhaps.
Allison, you have another awesome kid, right?
I do have another. Well, it depends. Some people think he's awesome. Some people think he's awesomely bratty. This is a most from the Washington Post. The title is Virginia Student Snow Day Plea Triggers an Online Storm. You may have heard about this story. This one's circulating all around the internet. Last Thursday, a student, his name is Dervaj Corey, goes by Dave, he's 17. You know, it was snowing last week. So he called the listed home phone number of Dean Tisdett. Dean Tisdett is the chief operating officer of Fairfax County, Virginia. The 17-year-old kid left a message and he asked why the COO of Fairfax County hadn't closed schools after an estimated 3 inches of snow fell. The student didn't get a call back from the COO, got a call back from the CEO's wife.
Uh-oh.
And the kid promptly put the message that was left for him on YouTube, and the lady, she was not happy.
"This message is for Dave Corey. How dare you call us at home? If you got a problem with going to school, you do not call somebody's house and complain about it. My husband was up at 4 o'clock this morning trying to decide the best thing to do to send you to school on a day when the weatherman is calling for one thing and another thing happens. You don't begin to know what you're talking about, and don't you ever call here again. My husband has been at the office since 6:30 this morning, so don't you even suggest that he purposely didn't answer his phone. He is out almost every single night of the week at meetings for snotty-nosed little brats, and he may not have called you, but it is not because he's home, because it snowed. Get over it, kid, and go to school. Get an education. That's what you're there for.
And get off my my lawn.
Oh, I cannot believe that. I have to admit to you, when you guys were talking about the story yesterday, I was like, really? How bad could that have been? That was horrible.
Pandemonium in the studio. Jaws are dropped. Mouths are open. Dogs and cats living together.
I'm sorry. I'm the mother of a child. I say go, lady. Go.
You know what, Trish? I have to agree with you. I have to admit, I am turning into that woman. As the years go by, I am turning into that woman.
You're such a child hater, Matt.
But we really need to hear what the kid said, because it really makes me
really
think the kid pushed some buttons and went too far.
Yeah, it's interesting. The kid, his whole comment on this is that he and his friends are from a different generation, and we didn't think it's so bad to communicate with our administrators like that. So I think we're going to put this up as a thread on the website.
Totally.
What do you think? Did the kid go over the line, or did Candy Tisdale lose him? Okay, I'm done.
All right.
Good one. I got a most from Yahoo.com. My man Lil Wayne was arrested again, a.k.a. Wheezy F Baby. One of his greatest lines: I got money to burn, and I got that swagger working. I'm smoking something I can't pronounce behind the phantom curtain. Well, he was arrested for felony drug possession early Wednesday at the California-Arizona border checkpoint. The police found him with coke and ecstasy, and they don't need to suspect whether or not he's got it because he talks about it all the time. In the New Complex magazine, he says he smoked every day for the last 10 years, except the last time he was in jail. Because apparently they don't let you smoke weed in there.
Yeah. One of the best things about this most, though, it's a most viewed photo. It's his mugshot.
Yeah. Love it.
That's what people want to see.
Yeah.
Stereotypes of rappers and drugs are enthusiastically buttressed by Wheezy. He was found with, he and his group were found with almost 4 ounces of weed, 1 ounce of cocaine, and 1.5 ounces of ecstasy.
There you go.
He's doing it big.
Lil Wayne.
There's nothing little about his drug stack.
Right.
All right, Matt, you're going to wrap it up with some tape?
I am going to wrap it up with some tape. Actually, I'm going to wrap it up with a big old story from NPR. It is one of the most emailed on NPR.org. Resolving to retire with a nest egg is the headline. And it's a story that ran earlier this year by Chris Arnold. And it's been pretty much fluctuating on the most emailed list on NPR just because it's very, very helpful. And in these tough economic times, or in these times that will soon become tough economic times, it's apropos. And here it is. It's all about how to build that nest egg. Here's Chris Arnold.